Hello and welcome to Training in Japan, the podcast that covers all things trains and travel in the land of the rising sun. I'm your host, Karun, and I'm glad to have you joining me. Last episode, I gave you some of my most enjoyable train rides around the Kanto region that you could experience when you come to Japan. Today, I'll be comparing the different modes of transport, rail, road, and air, so those of you who plan on coming to Japan soon will have a good idea of which will be better for your trip around Nippon. So with that, let's begin. First, I'll give an overview of rail transportation in Japan, which is renowned worldwide for its efficiency, punctuality, and extensive coverage throughout the nation. It plays a fundamental role in the daily lives of millions of people, myself included, connecting urban centers, rural communities, and tourist destinations across the country. Japan boasts one of the most advanced and well-developed railway networks globally, characterized by its technological innovation, safety standards, and customer-centric services. The history of railways in Japan dates back to the 19th century, when the country underwent rapid modernization and industrialization during the Meiji Restoration period. The first railway line, the 29-kilometer-long track between Tokyo and Yokohama, opened in 1872, marking the beginning of Japan's railway era. The following decade saw the expansion of the rail network, driven by the government's strategic investments in infrastructure to support economic growth and national development. Over the years, Japan's rail network has grown significantly, encompassing a diverse range of railway operators, including the seven Japan or JR Group companies, private railway companies, and urban transit systems. The development of high-speed rail, exemplified by the Shinkansen, revolutionized intercity travel, offering unprecedented speed, comfort, and reliability for the time. Japan's dedication to continuous improvement and innovation has led to the introduction of cutting-edge technologies, such as the maglev trains, with the Chuo Shinkansen currently under construction, as well as automated fare collection systems. With a complex rail network, there are of course many types of rail services that you need to be aware of. First, of course, is the Shinkansen. It's Japan's high-speed rail network and the nation's crown jewel when it comes to transportation, while also renowned for its remarkable speed and safety record. It operates on dedicated tracks connecting major cities such as Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto, and Hiroshima. With speeds exceeding 300 kilometers per hour, Shinkansen trains offer a convenient and efficient mode of transportation for long-distance travel, reducing journey times significantly. The second service is, of course, conventional lines. In addition to the Shinkansen, Japan has an extensive network of conventional railway lines operated by JR and private railway companies. These include Tokyu, KQ, and many, many more. These lines serve both urban and rural areas, providing essential commuter services, intercity connections, and access to tourist destinations. Conventional trains vary in speed, ranging from local services that stop at all stations to rapid express trains offering faster travel times. And the third type of service, of course, is urban transit systems. Major cities in Japan, including Tokyo, Osaka, and Nagoya, are served by comprehensive urban transit systems consisting of subways, commuter trains, and light rail networks. These systems provide important mobility solutions for residents and visitors, allowing efficient travel within the city and its surrounding suburbs. Now, here are some of the key features of rail travel in Japan. One of the most well-known features of Japanese trains is their punctuality, with schedules meticulously maintained to the minute. Passengers can rely on trains arriving and departing on time, contributing to a seamless travel experience. Do delays happen though? Yes, of course, as nothing is perfect, but they are more due to external circumstances most of the time, such as natural disasters, poor weather, or human interference, and not down to negligent operations. If a delay does occur, this information is passed on to commuters quickly and through various means, such as announcements on other trains and services, websites, social media, and more. Another feature of Japanese trains is its comfort. Rail travel in Japan is quite comfortable for passengers, at least not in peak hour, that is, with trains equipped with various facilities depending on the types of service. Your stock standard commuter and subway trains offer comfortable seats, some with heat warmers for the winter months, air-conditioned rail cars, and digital displays informing you of information such as the length of time it takes to get to the station, delays on other services, and even platform maps so you know where to go once getting off the train. Rapid trains going over longer distances will sometimes have bathrooms included as well. For limited express trains and Shinkansen services, you have seats larger than those of your standard airline, in addition to plenty of legroom for you to stretch out. Some trains also come equipped with compartments for you to store your heavy suitcases if you can't put them in the overhead storage. Furthermore, nearly every train has a section for those with mobility disabilities, with staff members even helping those who need it on and off the train. It's also well known about Japan's safety and reliability. Japan's rail infrastructure is built to the highest safety standards, incorporating advanced signaling systems, automated controls, and rigorous maintenance protocols. As a result, rail travel in Japan is exceptionally safe. Lastly, another key feature of Japan's rail network is its integration with other modes of transport. Rail transportation seamlessly integrates with other modes of transport, including buses, ferries, and taxis, providing comprehensive door-to-door connectivity, as railway stations act as a major hub, and in some cases, the center of towns and cities. Now, with Japan's rail network out of the way, I'll move on to Japan's road network, which is a critical component of the country's transportation infrastructure, providing connectivity for both urban and rural areas. While rail transportation dominates long-distance travel, roads play a crucial role in local mobility, freight transport, and access to more remote regions of the country. Japan's road system encompasses a diverse range of highways, expressways, and local roads managed by various government agencies and private entities. The development of Japan's road network dates back centuries, with early roads serving as vital trade routes and connections between feudal domains. In fact, Japan has five historical roads called Gokaido, which all begin at Nihonbashi Bridge in Edo, which is actually now called Tokyo. These include the Tokaido and Nakesando routes that connected Edo to Kyoto, the Koshukaido route reached what is now known as Yamanashi Prefecture today, the Oshukaido route connected to Fukushima, which was known as Mutsu at the time, and the Nikkokaido traveled to, of course, Nikko. During the Meiji period, road construction efforts intensified as part of the government's modernization initiatives, resulting in the establishment of a national road network to support economic growth and regional integration. Subsequent decades saw significant investments into road infrastructure, including the construction of expressways and toll roads to meet the growing demand for motorized transport. Like rail, there are many types of roads in Japan. The first one is, of course, expressways, which is Kōsoku Doru. Japan's expressway network consists of high-speed, limited-access highways designed to facilitate long-distance travel and intercity transportation. Operated by the Japan Expressway Holding and Debt Repayment Agency and regional expressway companies, these toll roads offer efficient and convenient routes for motorists, featuring multiple lanes, service areas, and electronic toll collection services. The second type is national highways, or kokudo. National highways are arterial roads managed by the national government, providing connectivity between major cities, ports, and industrial centers. These roads serve a diverse range of traffic, including passenger vehicles, commercial trucks, and public transportation services. National highways are essential for regional mobility and serve as a key evacuation route during emergencies. And the third type, of course, is prefectural and local roads. Prefectural and local roads form the backbone of Japan's road network, connecting communities, rural areas, and tourist destinations. Managed by prefectural governments and municipal authorities, these roads vary in size, capacity, and conditioning, ranging from narrow rural lanes to urban thoroughfares. Prefectural and local roads play a vital role in supporting local economies, agriculture, as well as tourism. And now here are some of the key features of Japan's road network. The first is its high quality and maintenance. Japanese roads are high quality, durable, and meticulously maintained. Regular inspections, repairs, and resurfacing ensure that roads remain safe, smooth, and resilient, even in challenging weather conditions such as typhoons and heavy snowfall. Traffic management and safety. Japan's road network incorporates advanced traffic management systems, including electronic signage, variable speed limits, and intelligent transport systems. These technologies enhance safety, optimize traffic flow, as well as minimize congestion, contributing to efficient and stress-free travel experiences for motorists. Another feature of Japanese roads is toll roads and usage fees. Many of Japan's expressways and toll roads require drivers to pay usage fees based on distance traveled. Electronic toll collection systems streamline the payment process, allowing drivers to pass through toll gates without stopping. Toll revenues support the road maintenance, infrastructural upgrades, and debt repayment for expressway construction projects. You also have roadside facilities and services. Japan's roads feature a wide range of these facilities and services, including rest areas, service areas, gas stations, and convenience stores. These amenities provide motorists with opportunities to rest, refuel, and refresh during long journeys, enhancing comfort and convenience on the road. Lastly, you also have night bus services for those who want to travel on the road. Many residents in Japan have a driver's license, but they don't actually drive or have no intention to do so, and many also do not have a license at all. One popular mode of road transport that these people like to take when traveling longer distances is the night bus. These are bus services that travel overnight between two major hubs while stopping at smaller regions along the journey, with each bus equipped with reclining seats and shades to place over your head for when you want to sleep, with many buses including bathrooms as well. If these buses don't have a restroom, they will make frequent stops along the trip. And with that brief overview of Japan's road network, let's move on to its air travel and network. Air travel in Japan serves as a vital mode of transportation, connecting the country's major cities, remote islands, and international destinations. With a well-developed network of airports, airlines, and air routes, Japan's aviation industry plays an important role in facilitating domestic and international transport, tourism, as well as economic growth. From international hubs to island airstrips, Japan offers diverse options for air travelers seeking convenience, speed, and comfort. Japan's aviation history began in the early 20th century with the establishment of Japan's first commercial airline, Japan Air Transport Company, in 1928. The following decades witnessed significant advancements in aircraft technology, airport infrastructure, and air travel regulations, leading to the expansion of Japan's domestic and international air services. Today, Japan's aviation sector ranks among one of the world's busiest and most advanced, with major airlines operating fleets of modern aircraft and serving millions of passengers annually. So here are some of the key components of Japan's air travel. Of course, the airports. Japan boasts a comprehensive network of airports ranging from major international gateways to regional and municipal airfields. Tokyo's Narita International Airport and Haneda Airport serve as primary hubs for domestic and international flights, offering extensive connections to destinations worldwide. Additionally, major cities such as Osaka, Nagoya, and Fukuoka also host international airports that handle significant passenger traffic. Regional airports and island airstrips cater towards domestic flights, providing essential links to remote communities and tourist destinations. Japan is also home to several airlines, including Japan Airlines and All Nippon Airways, or ANA, which operate extensive domestic and international flights. In addition to full-service airlines, Japan also has many low-cost carriers like Starflyer and Skymark that provide affordable air travel options for budget travelers. Lastly, Japan's air routes encompass a range of domestic and international connections linking major cities, resort destinations, and business hubs. Domestic flights connect Tokyo with locations such as Sapporo, Okinawa, and Hiroshima, while international routes serve destinations across Asia, North America, Europe, and beyond. And with that, here are some of the key features of Japan's air travel industry. Of course, like its road and rail, you have safety and reliability. Japan's aviation industry adheres to strict safety standards and regulations, ensuring the highest levels of safety and reliability for air travelers. Airlines prioritize safety training, maintenance procedures, and emergency preparedness to minimize risk and maintain public confidence in air travel. A very good example of this being put into practice was the 2024 Haneda accident involving a JAL domestic flight and a Coast Guard plane, with all aboard the JAL flight surviving, though most of the passengers on the Coast Guard flight sadly perishing, with only one survivor. Accessibility and connectivity. Air travel provides essential connectivity for remote regions, islands, and rural communities, offering convenient access to essential services, medical facilities, and economic opportunities. Japan's domestic flight network ensures that even the most isolated areas remain connected to the broader transportation network, supporting social cohesion and regional development. So with that detailed rundown of each mode of transport and the role it plays in Japan, which is the best? Well, that depends on various things like your budget, destination, and whether or not you can handle being crammed in the airplane cabin. So I've broken down some comparisons for you to make your decision easier. For reference, I'll be using a standard trip between Tokyo and Osaka as the most common route for travelers. First, we have speed and efficiency. So for the rail, the Shinkansen offers the fastest and most efficient mode of travel between Tokyo and Osaka, with trains covering the distance in approximately 2.5 hours on the fastest Nozomi services. Shinkansen trains are renowned for their punctuality, reliability, and high-speed operations, making them an ideal choice for time-sensitive travelers. In my opinion, if you're traveling for more than 3 to 3.5 hours in a Shinkansen, that's when air travel becomes very competitive. When it comes to road, driving or taking a night bus between Tokyo and Osaka via the Tomei and Meishin expressways can take around 6 to 7 hours, depending on traffic conditions and your rest stops. While road travel offers flexibility and scenic views along the way, it may be slower and less predictable than rail and air travel, especially during peak times. Finally, we have air. Flying between Tokyo's Haneda Airport and Osaka's Itami Airport or Kansai International takes approximately 1 hour, though this does not include additional time for check-in, security procedures, and boarding. Usually, flying to Hiroshima, Kyushu, and Hokkaido from Tokyo is the most efficient in terms of speed, with the Shinkansen competing with or bettering it until that point. Second, we have cost and affordability. With rail, Shinkansen tickets between Tokyo and Osaka can be relatively expensive, especially for reserve seating or premium services like the green car. Standard fare prices range from about 13,000 to 14,000 yen one way, making rail travel a bit of a pricey option for travelers willing to pay for speed and comfort. Furthermore, the significant price hikes of some of the rail passes in 2023 means international travelers need to consider if they will be purchasing a rail pass or not, with prices now ranging from 50,000 to 100,000 yen for nationwide passes. When it comes to road, driving between Tokyo and Osaka incurs costs such as fuel, toll fees, which usually are around 11,000 yen, parking fees, and vehicle maintenance expenses. While road travel may be cost-effective for small groups or families sharing expenses, it can be more expensive than rail travel when factoring in all associated costs. For night buses, the average cost is about 6 to 7,000 yen. And lastly, for air travel, domestic flights between Tokyo and Osaka offer competitive pricing, with fares starting from as low as 10,000 all the way up to 15,000 yen just one way, depending on the airline, booking, and travel dates. Budget carriers and promotional offers may provide affordable options for travelers seeking cost-effective air travel as well. The third category is convenience and accessibility. So when it comes to rail, Shinkansen stations in Tokyo and Osaka are centrally located, providing convenient access to urban areas, transportation hubs, and major attractions. With frequent departures and extensive route coverage, rail travel offers flexibility and accessibility for travelers commuting between these two major cities. When it comes to road, driving between Tokyo and Osaka allows flexibility, which I previously mentioned, as travelers can customize their plans, explore scenic routes, and visit off-the-beaten-path destinations along the way. Rental cars, highway buses, and rest areas provide convenient options for rest, refreshment, and relaxation throughout the journey. When it comes to air travel, domestic flights offer rapid transit between Haneda Airport and Itami Airport or Kansai, with convenient connections to urban centers and regional destinations. However, accessing airports requires additional time and transportation, particularly for travelers located far from these major hubs or without direct flight options. So when comparing rail, road, and air travel between Tokyo and Osaka, the Shinkansen emerges as the fastest and most efficient. While road travel offers flexibility and air travel provides speed, the Shinkansen remains the preferred overall, though that may be a biased view as this is a podcast literally about trains. In saying that, the Shinkansen, and more widely, rail travel, is not always the most convenient. Most of Hokkaido, for example, is much more enjoyable and efficient to explore via car, as the rail network isn't as widespread, while getting to locations in Kyushu, like Kagoshima, is far more efficient when taking a plane from Tokyo. And with that, another episode of Training in Japan has come to an end, and I hope you enjoyed listening. If you want updates on episodes, travel tips, or train news, follow the show on Twitter X, at Training in Japan, on Facebook, and on Instagram as well. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the line.